Welcome to This Is Important, a production of iHeartRadio, the show where we only talk about what's the most important, bottom line, critical thing happening on this planet. Today on This Is Important.
Come on down to Terry's and get a titty twister.
When your soul needs to jerk off and you got to have the chicken soup.
Let me talk to you about a pretty cool guy named Jesus.
Percival, grab that corpse as Lancelot cannonballs onto its stomach.
Buckle up.
Hey!
Wow. Beep, beep, beep,
beep. Ooh, my brother.
Yeah, you guys were all in sync on that clap. I was a little early.
Pre-clap.
Let's talk about your sickness.
Let's talk about your pre-clap.
Oh, wait, what? Oh, wow. Let's talk about your sickness, dude.
You guys want to talk about...
Because we had to push the podcast a few days. Durs was sicky. He thought he had the Delta variant. Mm-hmm. Did you have the Delta variant?
Did you? Were you concerned with the Delta?
You want to talk sickness for a quickness?
Mm-hmm. We would like to get down with it.
Let's do it.
Sickness and thickness.
Please.
Well, let's just give the little backstory. Monday.
Please. Let's walk it back. This is important.
Around dinner time, I just felt like... I got hit with a ton of bricks and was like, what the fuck? And then was just cold sweats, no fever, but just sweating and shivering and shitting and nausea, right?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
And I was like, well, I got Delta. I don't know how I got it. Haven't been out, but I got it.
Got Delta.
I got tested. I got no COVID.
Okay.
Yeah, obviously, dude.
But I was on my ass for 3.5 days, like just fucking... I don't know, food poisoning?
You got a regular ass sickness, man. I feel like every time anyone gets sick now, they're like, and it's COVID. But it's not always the case. You can get reggy sick.
Yeah.
Right.
Diarrhea. Right. You could get regular diarrhea.
Right.
Plain old diarrhea.
I was just hoping like TMZ would pick it up, like Anders Holmgut, and then I'm back, guys.
Damn.
That'd be cool.
And then like the agents are calling. They're like, we saw you on TMZ. And I go, oh, now you're calling. And then I die.
That'd be funny.
If you did get COVID, you'd call your publicist immediately, right? Like that's the move.
Absolutely.
Oh, 100.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
And then it'd be like MTV Real Life. I have COVID.
Right, right. Kurt Loder would be at my house.
Yeah, quick, get him over here.
Or Caduce would show up at the house and go, hey, man.
Wait, who is Caduce?
Caduce was like the thin, handsome, like curly hair, light skin, maybe mixed, black, white dude. I don't know his background. But,
that's Tech. Wasn't that Tech?
No. That, you're thinking Tech Money from Real World?
Yeah, Real World.
Absolutely, always.
Seattle, I believe.
Damn.
I'm talking male model Caduce.
Caduce.
How are we spelling Caduce? Do you know the spelling of that?
Is anybody's...
We're not spelling it.
If we know better, we're not spelling it.
We have our people on it right now.
Well, Durs's knowledge of MTV VJs is remarkable.
Yeah.
It's pretty deep.
Yeah.
You're the perfect age, though, I think, because you know the older guys.
Yeah, older than us.
And then you also know the young guys. Like, I feel like we're just, what, like 2 or 3 years younger than you?
5 or 6 years.
6, 12 years younger.
10 years.
Feels like 10.
Feels like 10 years younger. Feels like a decade younger, but we...
Crazy. And we're always talking about
a few years younger, and you also had older brothers, so I feel like your knowledge of things that are older than us is way beyond us, because sometimes you'll drop a name, much like Caduce. I have no fucking idea who that is.
No idea.
But to be fair, you guys should know Caduce. Do you know Ananda Lewis?
I do know Ananda Lewis.
Okay.
If I had to guess who Caduce is, it's Q-U-D-D-U-S, and if that's just my guess,
that's amazing.
If that's just you not reading off Wikipedia.
That's how you spell Caduce. I thought it would be K-A-D-O-O-S-E.
Hey, dude,
Caduce.
You might be a racist. Okay, you don't know how to spell Caduce, man.
Wait, what?
Yeah,
it's an awesome name. That's an awesome name.
Kudos.
That is an awesome name.
All right.
I don't feel like my spelling pointed to me being racist in any way.
That was a racist spelling.
I was just sounding it out. I was doing my best.
Yeah, it's phonetics.
Well, to be fair, you can't do that.
You can't do that.
It's racist to just go, I could probably wing it. I'm a white man who probably knows how to spell it. No, you don't. You look it up. You know, you learn it.
You look it up.
Right.
But he was just trying. He was just trying to be phonetic.
That's why trying is white shit, and I'm sick of it.
Hey, trying is the new racist.
Do better.
Oh, my God.
Yeah. Hashtag do better, motherfucker.
Just do better.
Do better, but don't try. You better know.
Right.
Hashtag look it up, and then when you're sure of it, prove that you've looked it up.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Right. Okay. Right. Okay. and don't be a racist.
That's correct.
To be fair, there was a glory day of VJs, right? Like when they were doing that. Because what I remember is getting swept up in the storm of like the next VJ. And oh, of course, God. I'm talking about Jesse Camp for anybody.
How good
who
was that? Oh,
I saw him at an audition for like a Pepsi commercial, like way back in the day, like 04, 05. And I was starstruck. I was like, look at this skinny motherfucker. He's getting it. Pepsi wants him.
Yeah. How amazing was it that I think he was up against Dave Holmes, who Dave Holmes knew like everything about music. He was like a Matt Pinfield type.
Still in the biz.
He was very, very, still good. He's a comic and all that. But like, he could read off the prompter perfectly and he'd be like, and we're, he would like send it to the next person. And then Jesse would be like, yeah, I don't know what's going on, but up next, more music. And everyone lose their shit.
And everyone's like, he's the guy.
Dude, and I was in the Jesse Camp camp. I wanted him to win. He's like,
yeah, you were.
Hey, man.
Of course. But Dave Holmes would just be looking at his, he'd be looking at his shoes like, you gotta be fucking kidding me.
But I also feel
I was born for this job, and this off the street homeless kid has like a better story.
Yeah, encyclopedia knowledge of all things music. Just he could just recall everything, and Jesse was just like, semi-sonic.
Did you guys feel that?
Is that the death? Is that when MTV started to die?
And I want to say that's when the ratings were at its peak. Like he was legit.
Yeah, that was peak MTV.
Because weren't the videos?
That's before TRL. No,
that's what I was wondering. Is it like he was just like, hey, the next one is Backstreet Boys, and after that's gonna be NSYNC. Keep it locked.
And didn't he have a twin brother? I don't know.
Yeah, he did.
Hey, can we talk about how me and Durs look identical right now, and you and Kyle also look pretty identical. You guys both have tight. The tie-dye matching shirts.
Yeah. Bro, I got to take my hair out.
Me and Durs both have messed up hair. It looked like we just woke up wearing like a white t-shirt that's a little, like, it looks like we've both been sick.
Yeah.
I haven't, but.
Yeah.
Very, very healthy right now, but.
Yeah, why do you look like you're outpatient?
We look like shit, dude.
Yeah, what's up with that?
I don't know.
Yeah, how come you guys are so bland and me and Blake are so dang colorful? What's going on?
Yeah.
Well, I'm at my parents' house. I'm in Lake of the Ozarks right now. You can tell by the fun. My mom has so many signs talking about wine.
Yep.
No way.
Mm-hmm. SNL's listening.
Really?
Yeah. Every inch of her home is mentioning wine or how there's love in this house or something. So
Snapchat memory.
Mm-hmm. Right. Are they like Bible verses undercover or is it just like?
No. Well, my mom did go through like a real Bible verse phase that lasted like 3 years when she was like going to like Bible, like she'd go on Wednesdays and they'd talk about Bibles and shit. But really it was like a way for her to like make new friends.
Just different versions of the Bible.
Just different. Well, there's lots of versions of it.
There are
different covers, different holders, different
tons of
versions
shit.
Online.
The Blue Jeans Bible.
And it was mostly like just a way for her to buy new merch. So every week she'd come home with like a little new like angel figurine or like a thing that to hang on the wall.
God merch.
Dude, the God merch game is the Jesus merch game is out of control.
So good.
Yeah, hell yeah.
I'm sure you would know.
Now she's staring at me like I care.
She's right there.
I don't care. There's no dirty laundry. We're washing it all.
Guys, this might be a dumb question, and maybe you guys could help me out. Do you guys remember Chicken Noodle Soup for the Soul, the book?
Oh yeah.
Dude.
Was that Christian?
Yes.
Was that Christian?
Yeah.
Yes. That's up at my cabin.
Okay, that was my Bible, dog.
Was it? Wait, chicken soup for the soul.
Was that what it was called?
Yeah, it was chicken soup for the soul.
Chicken soup for the soul, yeah.
That was Christian?
Dude, that shit just hit the back of my mind. I feel like they made one that was like chicken soup for the teenage soul.
And yeah.
Like,
oh, yeah.
I feel like my church was like, you got to get this, brother.
Dude, it was all the souls. It was every type of soul that they could. They spun the Jesus merch game is unbeatable. I don't care. All other merch game looks to the Jesus merch game and like, how do we get this?
Right. They say, Jesus Christ.
Because Christians buy merch. They have t-shirts. Yeah, they have shit on their walls. They have, my mom for a while had a whole room dedicated, the guest bedroom of her house. It was like all over the house. Mm-hmm. And then she got a little less Christian and she kind of fell out with that group of friends and then consolidated all the Jesus stuff kind of into the spare bedroom. So when I would come home, and I'm in the spare bedroom, And there's just Jesus shit all over. It's a tiny, it was my sister's like bedroom growing up. It was the size of like a large closet. It was like fucking small. It barely fit a twin
bed. It's well documented your parents hated her. Go ahead.
And yeah.
Thank you, God.
And it was just the tiniest thing. So then you're there and I'm there for a week and I'm like 19 years old, 20 years old, and I'm visiting, and you have to jerk off that you have to within a week absolutely. If you're a teenager or if you're a 20-year-old boy or an adult man.
Coming out, yeah.
Or at any age. And and then there's just Jesus stuff staring at me from every angle. So
I'm a man.
I'm very well versed in the Jesus merch game.
That's why you now like to sit in the middle of a circle of guys and beat off while they stare at you.
You need what?
Yeah, that's the only way I could do it. I could do it now. Is I have to have
surrounded
those,
by
those Jesus paintings that for sure the eyes following you.
And that's well documented.
Yep, well documented. Uh-huh, well documented.
Now that's that's chicken soup for the fucking jerking off soul right there, brother. Hell yeah.
Chicken soup for the horny.
Oh, man. You want to say that one more time for the people at home?
Right.
That's right. Chicken soup noodles literally, for the
jerk. As soon as I say things, I don't remember what I said. I hate my brain.
Snapchat memory.
Chicken soup for the horny soul, baby.
For the jerk off, you know who.
Oops, winning.
Chicken soup for the jerk off soul. Like when your soul needs to jerk off and you got to have the chicken soup.
Hey, jerk chicken noodle soup.
Well said.
Jerk chicken noodle soup.
There we go. That's
now we're workshopping it. And we can leave that.
It's funny you should say that, though, because I was eating chicken noodle soup, and I was thinking of, I was like, what was the book, Chicken Soup for the Soul? What was that? But it was Christian.
There's the Lord works in so many ways in your life. He gives you so many signs, and you refuse to walk the path.
He's still carrying you. He's still carrying you.
He's got his thumb up my ass.
Was it a collection of essays? What the I cannot remember. I definitely had the book. I did not open it. Ever.
I remember it. It was like, I don't know if they were all considered Christian, because there was a chicken soup for the Christian soul as well.
Okay, okay.
Mm-hmm. So that was like the hardcore Christian, but it might have been like a rebranding. Well, they were just
for
like...
they're just up in their merch game. They're just like, how do we spin this off as many times as possible?
Mm-hmm. Right. Mm-hmm. Like the For Dummies book series?
Exactly.
So it was basically like Where the Sidewalk Ends, but like with a Christian undertone or something like. Was it poems?
What?
All it was heartwarming stories.
Where the Sidewalk Ends.
Yeah, Shel Silverstein, do you know about it?
I'm pretty sure I gave your daughter that book, motherfucker, so back down.
Hey, you need to step back, all right?
Is it real?
Didn't I give
that to
you?
I think the reason I have that in the bookshelf is because of you, yes.
Yes.
Todd is saying that it consisted of inspirational true stories about ordinary people's lives.
This is what I just said.
You just said that, Kyle?
Yes.
Oh, so it's like, was it like AA in a book or something?
No,
it,
they're just heartwarming stories about good Samaritans and things that happen that can inspire goodness in people, which is why the Christian merch game adopted it, because it appealed to their...
No. It wasn't even... It was for sure the guy who started it was a mastermind, right? Mm-hmm. And he was like, I'm going to take my Christianity and make that scratch. Okay. I'm gonna Jesus God wants Skrilla. Me this is like the cool thing that like the for-profit sort of what the Gemstones is all about and how they think, which is awesome
for sure, right?
Okay, go off.
Where they're like they think like God wants them to be super rich, so any way that they can spin off ways to make money off of Christianity, it's good for God because God wants them to be rich. And I'm like,
right,
fuck yeah. If I was really religious, that's how I would think for sure.
Thank you, God.
You would believe you were a prophet made for making money?
No, I wouldn't say I was a... Well, maybe. Maybe I would.
He's saying prophet. He's saying prophet.
Oh, yeah. I'm making a profit.
Right. Yeah, you're a prophet who profits.
Hey, yeah, you're saying profit, but we're talking profit.
Yo, the profit
part. Dude, Kyle's got bars.
My guy.
Yes, points.
Yes, points.
I love it.
That'd be a cool... There has to be a Christian rapper named Prophet, right?
Oh, I would hope so.
Yeah.
And that's a missed opportunity.
Yeah. He puts it all in the tithing plate, bro. He's like, I throw it all in the tithing plate.
What other Christian bands were there? There was like Jars of Clay.
That's old school.
Who had like one banger. that
40 days and 40
you'd
nights.
Go like climb a rocket wall at your friend's like cool church that had like a rock climbing wall.
My truck would roll up or whatever.
Yeah, there'd be like a rock wall in the parking lot and all the kids were like,
yeah, oh. No, and it would be called like the zone, and you go there on Wednesdays, and then at the end of the day they'd keep you 30 minutes for the pizza, but then they'd be like, all right, but we need to talk to you about Christ,
right?
If you want a slice of pepperoni,
yeah, real quick, enjoy that pepperoni, dap that grease off, you don't want to get them pimps.
Don't worry, pizza's gonna be here.
Pizza's gonna be here.
Hold off on the pizza. Let me talk to you about a pretty cool guy named Jesus.
That's exactly what it was. They would lure you in with like skate ramps and stuff, and you'd get all hungry and work
it
out.
It was the Ninja Turtles lair.
Pizza.
Or the Foot Clan lair.
At the end of the day, it was the Foot Clan, and Jesus is Shredder, okay?
Same mentality, bro. Same idea.
There's the name of this podcast.
Jesus was Shredder, bro.
Christianity's the Foot Clan, and Jesus is Shredder. Episode whatever the fuck it is.
I do remember another one, because we had a guy. Do you remember the band Lifehouse? And I'm falling even more in love with you. We had a dude.
Oh, yeah.
Had a dude at our school named Mitch, and he swore up and down he knew the band Lifehouse, and that was his claim to fame. He's like, those are my boys, dude. He's like, you know, they're like really Christian too, so it's like cool.
So how were you guys in high school, so how were they his boy? They also weren't in high school. Those were grown-ass men when we were in high school.
They must have come and played at his church.
There's no way this guy did not know Lifehouse, or he knew the drummer. Maybe
he might. Why would he say it?
Yeah.
He had to have some acquaintance.
Yeah, his uncle might have like played on their softball team or some shit.
Right.
I feel like there's certain bands you can kind of know. Like you can know somebody from Lifehouse. You might know a Cold War kid. Like you just run into them.
I feel like you can know Lifehouse.
You just run into them.
You could definitely know Lifehouse.
Wait, they're saying Creed is a Christian band? Is that?
Oh, yeah. For sure.
Hey guys, don't cry. Cause I'm 6 feet from the edge and I'm thinking maybe 6 feet. And so, don't cry. Fall down.
Well, love.
Jesus Christ.
Bro, you got me.
Oh, my God.
You got me.
How did these bands get on your guys' radar? Because they weren't on my radar.
MTV, man.
Well, Adam's from the Midwest.
I am from the Midwest. You could tell by the signage.
So is Durs.
I'm from right there where he's from.
Yeah, Durs is right there.
Yeah, Chicago's different.
Yeah, but Chicago is obviously Chicago's very
Midwest.
It is
Satan's lair.
But it's Satan's lair. No,
Shredder wasn't there.
It's a big city. Yeah. It's a big, so there's just more shit.
Yes. Yeah, you're right.
You guys have a cool radio.
Yeah, I know what you're saying. Like when I leave Chicago and I'm listening to the radio, I remember I would just be like, just turning the dial off, like forever to be like, where's the non-country music? This is crazy.
Well, I'm in the Ozarks right now, dude. And it is, absolutely insane how much country is on the radio. There's like two other channels that aren't country, and then like 25 channels that are just country music. And I'm like, how are they not getting enough of it?
Right.
I'm in though. There's some bangers like, and this is how we roll. What's that one? This is.
Dude, I don't know. Let me. I got to hear a little bit more.
I think it might be Georgia, Florida line. I'm gonna pull some up. We can play 15 seconds of some of these.
Yeah, let's play some country. Let's analyze this.
What's
I'm
cool
into
about
it.
Country? I met the Florida Georgia line guys, and they're definitely this guy. They're definitely like
fucking tight.
Right.
And what are you doing? Hold on.
For the people at home,
do you know what I mean? Like, I'm squinting my eyes. I'm licking my lips. They wear like cool, expensive hats.
Know what I mean?
They look like we would know them. They would go to like a cool nightclub. They go to like Delilah's in Hollywood. Ooh. You know what I mean? They're like hip.
You know what I mean?
They're cool bros from the South.
They're cool bros from the South. It's not like when we were kids and you think of country music and you think of George Strait or Garth Brooks.
George Strait, sure. Yeah, Thunder Roll. Let's go. Yeah. Come on.
Like the big cowboy hat and kind of doofy and have rhinestones. And they just feel like your dad's.
Doofy.
These
motherfucker called them
doofy. Ass
they're like goofy doofuses. Doofy.
Yeah, they're doofy, dude.
Know what I mean?
No, man. Hey,
big old doofy.
These guys are like hip, man. They're like country is like cool now.
Right.
Yeah, totally.
Yeah,
because there's no more cowboys like there used to be.
There ain't no cowboy. Thank you. Put the O back in country. Have you ever heard that term, okay?
Put the O back in country? What is the
Yeah, because like, they called it... country. Like, it got wussy. Oh. It got wussified.
Wow.
Yeah.
Oh, huh.
Yeah. I did. I like actually, that. I had never
Yeah,
heard that
I've heard
before,
that no. thrown around in some
How
places.
How are you so country, Blake? When did you get... How did you get so country?
I don't know. It could be maybe my Iowa roots. I don't know. Oh, well, my sister and her husband are super
you
down.
You keep saying Iowa roots. You were not born there. You were not raised there. I was born there and raised there.
I am the first Californian born, but everyone that roots back is from Iowa. Shout out to...
Okay. I was lived there until I was 10.
I was lived there.
I was lived there.
I want to say proudly, I was lived there until I was 10.
God damn.
Hey, well, that's my Midwest education, man.
Well, also, sorry, my sister and her husband are super down for country. And like one of my dreams was to pull up to that Stagecoach Festival. It's like is in the exact same place as Coachella, but it's fully countried out.
Oh.
Sounds like it could be hit or miss.
Well, it's fully countried out to an extent. Like they don't, it's all crossed over now because I feel like Snoop was playing that festival a couple years ago.
Snoop will do anything. That guy, you invite him to a thing, he is there.
Mm-hmm. But he probably played with Willie Nelson, though, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he probably actually fucking hits country hella hard and great.
Guys,
you know?
not to mention, country is the one type of music where you drop an album, you still cash the fuck out. They buy your shit.
Yeah.
Big time.
Yeah, true.
For one reason, Walmart.
Right.
Yes, period. For sure.
They release it in Walmart. People walk to Walmart. They don't have Spotify. They don't have good Wi-Fi.
Okay, come on.
It is there's no rock music anymore. There's not like a real.
Thank you. MTV VJ Adam, let's go. Go off.
Adam Devine. It's,
so now country is essentially like, there are some songs that I'm like, that doesn't sound that country to me. That sounds like a rock song. You know what I mean?
Right.
Well, let's be honest, guys. It all kind of changed when Nelly did the Tim McGraw song.
Oh, shit.
Oh,
come on now.
Over and over again. I can't stop picturing you.
That was a game
because
changer.
Because it's all in my head.
I also feel like, guys, we're avoiding one of the largest songs of the last fucking decade. What, Lil Nas X.
Yeah.
Hold on. I got this Florida Georgia one first.
Yeah, that was a big one.
Let's see if this shit turns up. Wait, can you guys hear that?
Some Allman Brother guitars. Cool.
Yeah,
I like
it's
it.
It's kind of going. Yeah. I'm going to skip. Hopefully, 3 more seconds. Let's see if I hit the chorus.
Hit it.
Dude, that's my fucking jam right there. Florida Georgia line. Let's go.
Let's go.
I will say that type of music hits a note where you're like, dude, I'm fucking chilling and I'm lazing around. You know, and I feel good on a Sunday. That hits that note.
It makes white people feel good. It really, really does.
Just white people?
It really does. Something. Yeah. It's specifically like white folks, like. They just fucking love it.
I don't know.
It makes my
some
skin,
not white folks for
it
sure.
It makes my skin crawl. I can't.
It makes your skin crawl? Why does it make your skin crawl? I don't know.
Because I just don't the vibe. I don't like the vibe.
It feels to me just like
It feels like chicken noodle soup washing over me.
It's feel good music. Where just like you just kind of feel good about shit and you're not thinking about anything and you're just like, yeah, I'm just going to drink a beer and sit on the dock.
Yeah. It feels like floating.
Mm-hmm. These guys, I don't know about all this guy. You guys are like, it feels like I'm being baptized again. It feels like I'm floating in the water.
What else?
It makes you feel good. I think that's right. That is why this type of music is doing so well right now. I think it's because...
Yeah, it's all in like a fucking C major chord. It all is like...
Okay, break it down.
Kind of sounds the same.
It all is made for our ear. It's like easy progressions, simple lyrics that are talking about like... You know, just
drinking
feeling,
beer.
Yeah, drinking beer and floating.
Yeah.
Right? Like and rolling.
What about this one? What about this one? Hold on. Let's see.
Oh baby. Shit. Now we're talking.
Okay.
Yeah.
Come on, Durs.
This
gets
this
you.
Is great. This is great. Well, by the
this
way.
This is the best.
It's just fine.
My head
over and over again.
Hey, who produced this?
With him. I don't know. That is a fucking timeless banger.
Well, that's when I thought music was gonna turn. I was like, after that happened,
it kind of did.
Like, oh shit! Guess what? Every rapper from the South is going to pair up with a country star, and that's going to be music for the next 10 years.
Yeah.
That's going to be it. Like, every rapper is just going to pair up with a doofy white guy in a big cowboy hat. And that can sing great.
Fucking doof.
Yeah, and just sing their fucking hearts out.
Brad Paisley and Space Ghost Perp.
Oh my God.
Petey Pablo and Brad Paisley.
I love that.
I think there was definitely a little bit of a run with that. I'm sure David Banner's on a track with somebody. Alan Jackson.
Yeah.
I fuck with, like, Kacey Musgraves.
Okay, yeah, she's tight.
Yep. Yeah.
She does some shit that I'm like, well, wowzers.
What's that? I don't know that.
Well, are you also just because she's like super hot? Is that also do something?
She's kind
for
of
you?
A babe, yeah.
I don't know what she looks like.
Oh, look at you.
She looks like something that every male would like. Yeah.
She's cool. She's cool to look at, dude.
Yeah, and most women, I think she's just a very beautiful girl. Know what I mean?
Yeah. Women are beautiful.
That dude, that Tim McGraw Nelly track, like, I genuinely loved that when it came out and still do. I thought about it the other day. That's a great track.
Yeah.
But would you ever turn it on?
I would turn it on.
Have you ever turned it on?
I used to.
100% I've turned it on. When it first came out, I can remember.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
I can remember driving around with Adam and turning that on multiple times.
Oh, yeah. Dude.
Too many times.
Too many times.
That one tickled me. And then I'd roll it right into Creed, and we'd have just an afternoon in our fields. You know we would.
Bro, yeah. Those good times, man.
Roll all the windows down.
Good for you guys.
Yep.
Crack a cold one.
Sharing brotherhood in Christ. Good for you guys, man. I'm pumped.
Yeah, we
for
did
you.
Talk about we talked about God. Yes, we did.
Hey, I'd get baptized in Christ on the podcast with you guys while on acid.
Oh, acid baptism, dude.
Oh my God.
I'm just trying to think of fun things to do on the podcast.
Is that blasphemy? Because I'm kind of down.
No.
No, I don't think so. God created acid. God created man who then created acid. So that's all good.
Acid baptism, bro.
It's science.
Hey, and that's one of the things I'm talking about doing while down here at the Lake of the Ozarks. There it is, right there.
Look at that water.
Wow, your bachelor party just got so weird. It's going to be a mass baptism on acid. Hello.
Can I play Jesus?
Absolutely.
I don't know. You can't play him, but you can accept him in your heart.
That's what I mean.
Know what I mean?
Oh, guys, mass shooting. Mass shooting here at the lake.
Wait,
what? Active shooter.
Oh, come on,
active
man.
Shooter.
Right now?
Active what? Shooter. Last night. What? Last night. We went out to dinner. We went to a very nice dinner, and there was like a biker rally or some shit. Like, nice. There's a strip here that has all the bars. It's called the Bengal Dam Strip, and it has all the bars and restaurants in Lake of the Ozarks.
Sorry, one more time?
Yeah,
the what?
Bengal Dam Strip. So it's like
Bagnell
a dam.
Dam strip.
Bagnell Dam.
Yeah, and it's a strip.
And Bagnell's a name, sure.
Checks out.
And it has all the bars and restaurants and shit. And I guess there was like a bike rally, and a bunch of bikers got in a fight, and there was just a fucking shootout.
Wow.
And a bunch of people got shot. Wow. I think at least one person died. It was like pretty gnarly.
Holy
For a
shit.
Second, they thought it was like an active shooter, like someone just came to shoot shit up. But I think it ended up being
gangs?
Like a biker fight. Yeah.
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
So,
hey, can't wait to get to the bros. Hey.
Dude, that's what we get to look forward to.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
Dude, it's going to be so fun. We're already planning some stuff out. It's going to be a true throwdown. Very excited.
Should we dress like bikers?
Just to fit in?
You know, like sometimes... Oh. Yeah, you know how they do like themes for like bachelor parties
sometimes?
Let's get
sometimes? Leather
like, vest
should
we all made? Just be...
Yeah. Yeah.
What's our gang name though?
The Divine... How many people? Like the Divine 20?
Divine Angels?
Or we just dress like assholes and see how quickly someone tries to start a fight with us. Like we all wear Daisy Dukes and like...
Well, that's how bikers dress.
Yeah.
Wear shirts with like our nipples cut out or something.
Oh, so.
Yeah, well, that happened at my bachelor party. Yeah. So watch where you're treading, okay? That's mine.
I'm trying to have your level of bachelor party. I want someone to get arrested. Yeah. I want to be like an almost fight situation.
Mm-hmm. People going missing.
Yeah, people going missing. I want to pick someone up from the from the
drunk tank.
The drunk tank, exactly. Yeah.
The drunk tank, the county jail.
We'll get there. We can do that. I think that can happen.
Although I feel like we kind of like grazed over the let's make vests thing. That right. Say like divine angels with like a skull in the middle.
That's kind of tight.
Yeah, like Adam's face, but it's a skull. Like that'd be sick.
Winning. winning, duh. Also, I'm sitting at my parents' kitchen table right now. This is a great place. We could set up all of our microphones. We can do a communal podcast.
We could play Magic.
I think it'd be fun. I think it'd be fun to have like whoever wants to tell a dumb story about me from back in the day can come and get on the mic and tell a quick dumb story.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
It might get real out of hand, and I might have to like censor some of these dumb stories.
3-hour podcast.
We can regulate it, you know, and say, okay, that's enough.
Okay.
Which, by the way, Durs, you say 3-hour podcast, but some of these podcasts I'd be listening to are like 4 hours long. Motherfuckers is go.
Some people won't shut the fuck up.
Yeah.
I did Whitney Cummings' podcast. I was there for like 3 hours. I was like, wrap it up, lady.
Jesus.
Yeah. Cannot finish.
Do they give you bathroom breaks? Does she give you a bathroom break?
No, but I... Cannot finish! That piss came out thick. It was like
Roby?
No bathroom breaks? Really? Whitney.
Yeah, honestly.
Whitney, give them bathroom breaks.
Get with it.
Whitney. Come on.
Yeah, it came out hot and heavy. That stream was like...
Yeah, that's a lot.
Damn. The size of a quarter.
For you guys at home, he just held up the diameter of a silver dollar.
A huge circle.
Yeah, the like... D-hole just opened right up and just whoosh, it was a little fire hose. A little fire hose. Nice.
When you pull it and just bust it open, just
dude, pow! The bar names here are hilarious. There's Big Dicks halfway in. Cool. There's the Glory Hole. There's all kinds of fun.
These all are just gay bars.
Yeah, dude.
Yeah, they're not. They're just the regular bars. And
you sure?
I'm like, the more insane the name is, I think the more successful it is here. So I want
to
start like a restaurant just called like Cum Buckets.
Yeah, the Cum Shot.
Yeah.
Full penetration.
Yeah. Big Cocks Butt Fuckers.
Yeah. Come on down to Terry's and get a titty twister.
Yeah, no, the butts are girls' butts that you're fucking. Oh, okay. Because it sounds gay. They all sound kind of gay. No, they're definitely Mung, not.
Hey. Nope, they're not.
Hey, Mung me when I'm dead.
Blake is hitting it, bro. Adam's like titty twister.
Man.
Blake's like munging mung. And big yeah,
what is? I don't know what mung mean. What does mung mean?
Mung.
Okay.
Okay. Mung-y? Hey, let me.
Look it up.
Here we go.
Look it up.
Chad's Chorg Factory.
Google it.
And this is kind of fun because when did we all hear about munging for the first time?
Well, munging was high school.
I don't know munging. I don't know
munging. Okay. Munging, guys, buckle up. But this is what. And it is disturbing. It is disturbing. I don't know how I heard about this in what locker room.
Yeah, this is dark.
Locker room what talk. I heard.
Gosh. Hide your children.
Hide your children. Hide your wives.
Yeah, if you're driving your kids to work right now, you might want to pause it.
Turn it down.
This is important.
Please put headphones on your children. Hide your children. Because we're about to go into what I think munging might be, and you guys can tell me if it's something else.
Hit them with it.
It was... You find a cadaver or a corpse.
Right. Freshly.
I think it must be female or it could be male.
Yeah, it's a woman.
But somebody, oh God, this is just disturbing to recount.
Yeah, I can't believe you went there.
And this is your favorite thing to do? Is that what you're saying?
Stop. This is the name of the bar.
Okay.
I ain't scared of you motherfuckers.
But it was right on the tip of the tongue, so this is a thing that you like to do. Okay, go ahead.
This is always in the back of my mind running around.
I said titty twister because I like to twist titties. That was kind of the first thing on my mind, mm-hmm. But yours is munging.
Yours was a fun Saturday night. Blake's is like a cry for help.
So it's got to be two people and one person.
An arrestable offense, for sure. Yeah. Okay, go ahead.
It is. It for sure is. It's got to be two people and one person puts their mouth on the genitalia of the corpse and the other person
of the
jumps
woman corpse
woman female corpse
yes jumps on the stomach of the corpse and all the guts are supposed to shoot out of the orifice into the person's mouth. That is munging. And
we're back.
I do want to say it's super gross. You left out the detail that you have to leave the corpse out in the sun for like a few days or something.
Yes.
The detail. I love Durs is always in the weeds with this kind of thing. He needs the details.
Yes. Yeah.
The devil's in the details.
The devil is in the details.
There's the non-Christian and me, the encyclopedia of serial killers. We know all the details. We know all the details.
Here's my question. Who is the kid? What is the personality type? Because you might think it'd be me or you might think it'd be Blake, but like the people who come up with this stuff, we know it. Which is already like you're perpetrating, but sure. Like to be the guy who's like,
who told?
Actually, there's a thing called munging, and everyone goes, "Well, what is that?" Because obviously, it's not fucking real.
It's not real. I mean, is it not? I don't know.
Hey, Blake, you're knocking on 40. No one's ever done that.
Yeah, man, this is just one of those things that started.
I bet someone somewhere has done that throughout all of time because people are so fucking gross and so weird when it comes to sex.
But they didn't name it munging at that time. It might have happened in like caveman days.
Maybe it happened. Bro.
Yeah, it was like during Lancelot time, and they're like, "We should call it
Lancelot time." This is a King Arthur story we're talking about. Excalibur and munging.
Yeah, he just pulled the sword out of the stone. He's like, "I know the first thing I'm gonna do after I'm knighted."
Percival, grab that corpse as Lancelot cannonballs onto its stomach.
Well, actually, they say that on the UrbanDictionary.com, they say that you have to climb the nearest tombstone and elbow drop the corpse's stomach.
See, this is what I'm talking about. Somebody's like, this could be funnier. Like, who are these people who are like doing
it? It also says, I got to give the Urban Dictionary credit. They also say the way they lead it off is the one thing worse than genocide. That's what the definition of munging is. Okay,
sure. I disagree.
That's politically charged.
Sorry. Dude, sorry.
Don't get charged right now. This is a charge-free zone on this podcast, okay?
At least there was a caveat here. At least there was some kind of a precursor.
Like Cleveland Steamer... And like, I'm positive someone shat across someone's chest.
Oh no,
who was like
positive, bro? That's a thing. That's a
yes.
Oh yeah, that's a king.
Sure. That's why I said positive.
That's why I said positive. Yeah. Thank you.
No, but I mean that's happening right now. That's happening in several hotel rooms across America and the world.
Too specific.
Well, that's happening in this back room.
Yeah, in several hotel rooms in Atlanta, in downtown.
So anyway,
room A.
But to do it is one thing. To name it the Cleveland Steamer, who does that? Who names it the Dirty Sanchez?
A comedian.
This is all comedians?
Yeah. I don't think it's a comedian. No, it's the guy. There's always that one friend.
It's Caduce.
It's Caduce.
No, Caduce has grace and style.
Thank you.
That one friend in the group that, like, his shit is just the grossest shit.
Right.
It's not necessarily, they're not the funniest guy.
Right,
they're
right.
The grossest guy. And that's what they find the funniest. That's just their sensibility. They think the grosser it is, the funnier
it's a
it is.
Shock. It's a shock comic.
Sure.
It's a shock comic.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
It's the man cow in the morning of.
It's fucking man cow.
And that's not what we are.
We're not.
We're in the subtlety, okay? Mm-hmm. Our comedy is so subtle.
Yeah.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
Look.
Dude, by the way, that video that you're playing, the not that guy, that's like one of my favorite. That's one of my favorite. This guy thinks he's so. Have you guys seen that one?
I don't know.
I have not. Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, yeah. It's just like.
Is it new?
This kid, it's fairly new. This kid is filming this dude and he's like, "You're not that guy, kid. You're not that guy."
Yeah.
And he goes, "So wait, you're that guy?" And he goes, "You bet your ass I am."
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. He's like, "Yeah, I am."
What's the context?
I think he's a Trumper getting hassled for like not wearing a mask, and then like he starts snapping back, like fucking like make me or whatever. He's like, "You're not that guy." Because on his way out, he's like, "Go, vote for Biden."
Yeah, and he like kicks the door and shit. It's pretty great.
It is very funny.
It's pretty politically charged.
So it's pretty charged.
Yeah, it sounds charged.
It's so charged. Blake is charged, dude.
Oops, winning.
Kyle, should we switch shirts or something or what?
Well, we have to have. You can't have two blands together. You got to have a color and a bland, You know. Yes.
Look how Iowa Midwest I'm being right now. This is a corn company. This is a where you plant corn into the ground, and this is
okay.
The
Hollywood, we get
okay,
it.
Okay, yeah,
you're still
right.
Down to earth.
I'm basically Ashton Kutcher. Okay, wearing my trucker hacks on punked.
Ooh.
You're finally mesmerized by the cornfields, the most beautiful thing your home state has to offer.
Yeah, I drove through it on the way here, and was just like,
"Welcome to my house."
It's beautiful.
It's gorgeous.
Oh, I had the hardest time getting here. So I don't know if you saw my tweets. I like snapped on her.
Oh yeah. Tell us about this saga, you crybaby.
What happened?
Oh fuck. I saw that. I'm like, damn.
Dude, I never use Twitter unless it's just to shit on companies that have wronged me. And I love it.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, wronged you.
Yeah. I burn Twitter to the ground. I fucking hate the thing, but
yeah.
So I only use it to shit on companies. And for that, it's pretty great. Dude, I've been traveling all day. I had to get up at like 5 o'clock in the morning, East Coast time, to go to work. Worked all day, caught an afternoon flight, flew to Chicago, was delayed.
Did you J-O?
Yeah, no, J-O. Didn't J-O on the plane.
Afternoon flight.
Like, yeah. But that car ride home through the night.
Oh, been there, done that.
Finally got in around 11 o'clock, and then get in to Kansas City.
So you got to the airport at 11 p.m.?
Yeah, gets to Kansas City at 11 p.m.
Yep.
We've called, asked if the rental car, I was like, I'm afraid it's going to get closed down. Kansas City, it's not like that huge of an airport.
Right.
I'm like, got to make sure that this rental car is there. And they were like, yes, we make sure that we check if flights are being delayed. Someone will always be there. That's company policy.
Right.
Great. Okay. Get there. No one's there.
Yeah.
No one's there. Mm. And I can't get the rental car.
Mm. I'm pissed now.
And so I'm just like, well, I guess I'm going to rent another car. And I go to every other rental car place. I go to Budget, I go to Avis, I go to National, I go to Enterprise, and there's lines, and I stand in every line, and I get to the front, I'm like, I need to rent a car, and they're like, we're all sold out, so sorry.
Oh my god.
So I'm stuck.
Yeah, there's been a shortage recently, I guess.
Yeah.
So, but they're like, you should have made a reservation. I'm like, I did with Hertz. They should have been there. And so then I have a gold membership for Hertz, right? And with that, you could just get in a car and drive away, and they just charge you. And so I go, well, okay, maybe that's what I have. And because I just have the confirmation number, I have no real information. So I'm like, okay.
And what are the keys, like on the wheel or some shit?
Did you steal a car?
So, dude, I tried. I got in a Jeep Grand Cherokee and just took off. And
you start shaking the wheel?
Get to the gate. And this guy's like, can I see your information? And I gave it to him. He's like, you can't take this. And I'm like, but I'm going to, because I paid for a rental car, and they're just not here. So charge me whatever you have to charge me for, but I'm going to take this car. Oops. And he's like,
winning.
It's a whole car. I charge you a whole car.
He's like, you're not going to take it. And I'm
because
like,
that gemstone's not that righteous.
You're not that guy, pal.
Yeah, he was like, you're not that guy. And so anyways.
You're not that guy, pal. Trust me.
So I ended up I'm walking out, and there's like one rental car place that I didn't go to that doesn't even look like it's open.
Alamo.
Right.
And no, it was called
fucking
it was called
Payless. Alamo. Fuck Alamo.
Oh my God. Leave him alone.
It was called Payless Rental. And I go to this woman. I'm like, do you have any cars? She's like, only Chevy Equinoxes. And I'm like, sure, whatever you have.
Not a Chevy Equinox. What does that look like?
What's wrong with an Equinox?
Yeah, what is it?
It's a midsize SUV, right?
Yeah, it's fine. It's absolutely fine.
It's also the name of a gym, which is weird, but
I'm like, oh my God. So anyways, I drove through the night. And by the time I got home, it was almost like 3:30, almost 4 o'clock in the morning by the time I got back. And it was like a full 4 a.m. here is 5 a.m. East Coast time. So it was like a full 24-hour day that I was up, and I was just fucking exhausted. So the whole time I'm just snapping at
Chloe
Hertz. I'm just snapping at Hertz.
Fucking thing.
Crazy shit. I'm basically putting all my dad's cancer on Hertz and saying that they're murdering my father.
What? Really?
Those tweets were really brutal, dude.
You fucking you put them together? All right.
Well, I was saying I'm going to visit my father, and the fact that I can't go see him is on you. You lied to me that you were going to be there.
Right. I see that.
And then I'm saying his cancer is on your hands. His cancer blood is on your hands.
Wow.
Oh, my God.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, man. And it worked. They paid for my car, so it worked.
Nice.
Did they make you delete the tweets? Did they hit you up and say, delete the tweets?
No.
Tweets live forever.
Yeah. Tweets live forever.
Adam, can I ask you a question?
Oops. Winning.
Let's say you called and they go, yeah, for sure. Let's say Mike is going to be working late. He'll be here.
Yeah.
And Mike clearly took off for some reason, right?
Yeah.
What's the one scenario where you go, all right, Mike, I'll let you go for that reason? Like, if Mike was like,
yeah, what if Mike's dad has cancer?
What if Mike's dad had cancer? I'm thinking of a little thing more funny, but like, girl of his dreams is like,
oh, sorry.
My boyfriend was a dick. I need you to pick me up. I'm by myself. make this right? Like, fuck it. What is the scenario where you're like, all right, Mike, I'll let it slide?
None. There's none.
No. Somebody would have to like be in true trouble. Like if like his girlfriend calls him up and she's like, I'm currently getting roofied and you have to save my life. Then yeah. Okay. Then go save her life. Just like to go.
That's very detailed.
Currently getting roofied.
I don't know. So like it would have to be something that is like,
I'm being roofied.
Yeah. How does that work? She's like, I
don't know that to me, I would be like, oh yeah, go get your girl.
She's, how about like just rabid dogs?
Okay. Or rabid dogs.
Right. I'm currently being roofied is like, I'm going to fall under the roofie spell in like 20 minutes. You need to be here.
Yes.
Oh, are we back to this?
Yeah.
That's the movie.
Yeah. I'm like, right. I'm falling asleep. Please okay. Come get me. And then I'm like, oh shit, go get your girl, dude. Don't let that happen.
I'm living in a nightmare.
So is this the movie then? It's about a guy who works at Hertz, right?
Yeah.
And
Hertz Donut.
Let's go.
His boss is like, here's the deal. Adam Devine is coming into town. You have to stay here tonight until his car gets here. And then he gets a call.
And he's known for sending out nasty tweets, and we can't have that as a company. Right.
No, we can't be under his blade, right? And then he gets a call from the girl of his dreams, who's
his
like,
influence.
Hey, I was just roofied. I have
25 minutes.
40 minutes before I fall on a spell.
Yeah.
And then, like, he's got to wait for you or not. Or I feel like you, as the character in the movie playing yourself, you know, a heightened fun version.
Yeah.
You go on the journey with him.
Total maniac.
And then they circle back to your dad who has cancer.
Wow. The drama.
Who probably, I don't know if he makes it in the movie.
For
stakes.
Well, in the movie, for stakes.
Jersey's
for
talking
stakes.
About dramatic purposes.
Yeah, he's talking for the movie. Yes, I get it. I do understand that. Yes.
Thank you, Jersey.
You know, or something. There's got to be some kind of turn.
Right.
But I don't know if that's at the very end or if it's at the midpoint.
Yeah, I don't know if that's what was it, like a time to come, but it's close. It's kissing it.
I feel like a time to come is better. I'm just gonna say it.
Not everything's a winner, right?
Well, see, you got to walk down these paths,
but you got to pitch. What? You got to pitch.
Yeah, you got to walk down these paths. Oops. To see winning. If it works. Hit me with my dad's that shit's important.
You lose.
Oh, you want the Dennis D?
That shit's important.
Yeah. That shit's important.
Oh, so good.
What a great drop.
So gravelly.
Turtle.
What was that? Turtle.
So and I went over to the guys at Budget, and they knew me, and they were like, "Shit, dude, so sorry, we can't. They're all reserved. We can't give you." And I totally understand that. I'm like, "Yeah, don't give me someone else's car. But if there is a car there that you're just that you keep a certain amount of cars there just in case, give me one of them." But they were like, "No, we can't."
Did somebody offer their own car?
Adam, take mine, bro.
Those guys at Budget were like, "Dude, here, take my car. I'll come get it tomorrow." And I'm like, if I was in Kansas City, I would have taken him up on that. I would have been like, if I'm only going to be 20 minutes away, but I'm driving 3 hours.
Well, no, if you were in Kansas City, you would have taken a cab.
Yeah, for sure. I would have just gotten a cab.
But I'm with you. I knew what you're saying.
Did you check what it would be like if you could get an Uber all the way there?
Yeah, I did. But I was like, I don't want to. It's like a windy road. I'm like, I don't want to be in the back. You have to wear Uber is still like you have to wear masks in the car.
You have to wear a seatbelt.
Like, I don't have to wear a mask in the fucking car this whole time.
Isn't LA's going back into it, right? Like, we got to wear masks inside.
Yeah, that's what they say. I've been to LA in 6 months, but yeah, I think it's back.
Yeah, mask inside or masks always or something. I don't know.
I mean, they should have. I don't know why they like thought they could get away from it. Like, yeah, there's a thing called Delta, but let's try this no masks inside thing for a little bit.
Yeah.
I'm pissed. Well, I read something that it's 100% of hospitalizations are people that didn't get the vaccine. 100% in LA County.
Hospitalizations.
99 is what I saw, but yeah, that's okay. 99. We can all round up.
Sure.
Yeah.
We can.
Yeah. So I'm like, if you choose not to get the vaccine, that's on you, dog.
You deserve to die.
Right.
Yeah.
No, you don't deserve to die, but like for sure, get the best care that you can. But if you choose not to get the vaccine, it's very possible that you could get sick and you would have to go to the hospital.
Right.
Yeah.
Have fun on that ride.
Thank you.
Do you guys know anybody that has gotten the vaccine and is still contracted COVID? Because I found my first acquaintance that that happened to.
I thought I had it this week, and then I was like, no.
I've been hearing about it.
No, I don't know anybody.
No, but that's the thing. When you got the vaccine, they said you can still get sick. It's just that it's not as severe of an illness.
Right.
You won't go to the hospital.
You're knocking it back. Yeah.
But it's still like 96% or something that you can't get sick, right? Isn't that
right?
Like,
well, you can carry it and pass it, and then if you have the vaccine, you're knocking it back if you get it. Like it's not gonna be full force, fully fledged.
Unless you got the Johnson & Johnson. Which one did you get, Kyle?
Oh my God. Wait, where did you what?
Are we both J&J boys? Are we
I'm
both
a J&J?
And you got no clots? No clots? Bumba clot?
No clots. No Roger clots.
You guys are going to be all clotted up. I got that good shit.
Yeah, but y'all had to go back two times. I only had to go one time.
Oh, you man. Lose.
That was so one hard having to drive to a place twice.
Oh, my God.
It was so difficult.
That was honestly the choice for me. It was like, how many times? One? I'll do the one.
You're like, one is like 60%. It works 60% of the time. Another one's 97% of the time. But I have to drive twice?
I didn't hear anything like that. I didn't hear anything like that for the J&J. 60%?
Yeah, J&J, it's J&J is like the... It's just garbage, dude. You're gonna get COVID.
What the fuck, bro? Get out of here.
You're gonna get COVID.
I think the first shot of Pfizer is equal to the one shot of Johnson & Johnson, and then the second shot like ups it more. Kind of like seals the deal.
For sure, the CDC is going to have to, is going to make us put like a disclaimer on this podcast. Like we're just spreading fucking garbage.
Misinformation.
I'm still going to send it.
They should know that we're essentially like you gave a bunch of microphones to kids in a nursery and let them repeat shit that they think their parents said.
Right.
You know.
That's it. That's our podcast.
Yeah. Hey, that headline that I saw that was 100%, that was just a somebody's story. That was someone's story that
for sure.
They posted some article that I didn't do any cross-reference, none of my own research.
Right. No,
I saw someone's story and was like, and that's a fact, and I'm talking about it on the pod.
Right,
but,
right.
But remember when I checked you and I said, hey, it's 99, but guess what? Who cares? It's 100.
Yeah, it might as well be a million.
And I feel like we've given the disclaimer, but this is a politically charged podcast, so get ready for some opinions.
Dude, that's the thing. Me... And you guys, we're all hot button issue guys.
Right. We get in the ring, we box it out politically, baby.
This is basically some crossfire shit. Yes, fucking welcome to our situation room. Move over, Wolf.
I'm Tucker Carlson.
Yeah, you are. You are.
Yeah, you are. Yeah, moving on.
You are. You are.
That's tight.
It's crazy that we do record for 4 hours and then we have to cut out all that super polychar stuff out.
Yeah, that's crazy.
It's polychar.
It's just too much.
What is polychar?
Polychar, dude.
Oh, polychar.
He's joking. Yeah. That's what we say. We say that all the time on the stuff we cut out.
Oh, for sure.
Yeah, it's going to be our merch. Sorry, so polychar.
But you know what we do? We're obviously very polychar, but you know what we should also do? Throw in some Jesus stuff so this merch can really sell.
Yeah, Jesus and polychar.
Mm-hmm.
I'm polycharred for Jesus.
Is polychar or should it just be Paul-charred?
I like polychar. I think it's great.
Yeah, it's kind of like Pauly Shore, but you're saying polychar.
Yeah, we're...
That we eat
Encino Man.
Stay polycharred with one set of footprints in the sand.
Thank you, Adam.
Mm-hmm.
Merch mind.
God. I got the merch mind of the group.
Yeah.
Merch. I like it.
Durs, did you get your bike yet? I'm just thinking when I got my vaccine was the day we went for a huge mountain bike. Have you got a bike yet?
For Specialized?
Specialized, where you at, dog? I need that bike.
I think about it at least once a week where I'm like, man, I'd love to take my children for bike rides, but I guess not.
I think Specialized kind of took you guys on a walk.
Yeah.
On a ride.
They took us on a ride for sure.
You got to get on Twitter, bro.
Yeah.
They took us on a ride where they were like, hey, we're going to give you a free bike. Come on this, wear jeans, come on this long bike ride, and hey, get the second vaccine shot. Make sure to wear jeans. Come on this long bike ride. We're
going
to give you a bike. And then they don't give you a bike. They fucking punked your ass.
No, sir, I don't like
it. Yeah. Durs, get to Twitter, start fucking just slaughtering Specialized on a public forum.
I got a helmet and some gear.
They didn't wrong you in the way, you guys weren't Well, you were a little inconvenienced. You know what? Fuck them. Let's take them to task.
Hurts, don't it?
Yeah. There we go.
Nobody? Hurts.
No, I love
yes,
it.
Yes, points.
I'm okay, coming. I'm fine.
Points.
Yes, I love points.
It. You can. I guess you can have that. I didn't love it. I feel like that would be a time when what? Chris Hardwick would say, no points.
Yes, fuck you.
Yeah, that's a brutal ass thing. Is that the Hurts donut thing is like basically you go up to someone and you're like, hey, man, you want a Hurts donut? And they're like,
no,
yeah. And then
no,
you fucking punch them no, and you say, oh, Hurts donut.
You already fucked up the joke, bro. You say you want a donut and then you punch them and you say,
what did I say?
Hurts donut. You said you want a Hurts donut. And then you punch him and you say,
no,
Hurt.
No, Kyle, you got it right.
No.
You want a Hurts donut. Yeah, you want a Hurts donut?
Yeah, do you want a Hurts donut?
No,
God,
you say,
so poly-charred.
No, you want a donut. And they say, sure. And then you punch him and you say, Hurts donut.
No, it's actually,
Blake.
I think the proper answer
hey,
is,
Blake,
what's a Hurts
what
donut? I think that's what you want.
What is that on your face? Is that egg on your face? Is that some yolk on your face?
Yolk.
Looks like yolk.
Hey, I went out on a limb on that one. And you know what? I'm all right. I'm all right. I'll take the L. I'll take the L.
No, no, no. That branch broke, yeah. Dude, and you fell to the earth on that one.
So what you hope somebody asks is you say, you want a Hurts donut? And then they say, what's a Hurts donut? And then you say, boom, Hurts donut.
Ah!
Yeah.
Egg on your face, dude.
Fuck you. I won't do what you tell
is that, me. Wait, is that okay. What you did to your mom?
Oh, boy.
What, when I punched her when she was combing lice?
Yeah. Oh, boy.
Oh, boy.
Bro.
We're so charged.
This is poly-charged.
My mom did let me know that I felt horrible when that happened. Like, it was a reaction, and she was like, you know, you like, cried because you punched me.
Yeah. Okay, that's really beautiful.
And I was like, okay, cool, good, good.
So you were saying that you, not only are you an abuser, but you're also a bitch? Is that what you're trying to?
Right.
No, no. What? No, dude. What? No, Adam. I'm saying I'm emotional. I'm saying I have feelings.
It sounds like you're out of control. Physically and emotionally.
It sounds like you're out of control. You're one of those guys that like
it's a manipulation tactic.
Beats women and then comes and is like, I'm so sorry, love me still. And they're like, and they have to take you back. Yikes.
All right. Okay.
I'm gonna go ahead and send this part of the podcast to my therapist before Monday. Todd, if I can get this clip just before Monday morning, that'd be great.
Yeah. Hey, you're like, I think I just had a breakthrough. Adam, the one that prides himself on never going to therapy.
I'm fixed.
Pinpointed some shit for me.
Just really dug deep.
Hey Doc, I'm fixed.
I figured it out. I'm an asshole.
Fuck you, I won't do what you tell me.
Finish him.
Turns out I can talk to my friends.
Yep.
And that's what this is about, isn't it, guys?
Yeah. We look inward to each other.
We really do. This is our brotherhood. This is our youth group.
Kyle just had an emotional munging.
Yes, I did.
We just jumped on your belly.
Yes, points!
I learned a lot this podcast. I did not know munging, and I feel like the Mung Club that we start here at Lake of the Ozarks. Maybe that's
Mung of the Month.
Yeah, Mung of the Month.
Oh, Divine's Mung Angels.
Oh, Divine's Mung Angels.
Oh, my God. They've got guts.
Yeah, we all wear. No, see, I don't want to do that because then I don't want to explain that. Like, we go out to the bars, we're all wearing these
people know it. Adam, you're the only person who doesn't know it. Everybody knows it.
No, people don't know it.
You could also say that it's a mung bean. You could say it's just we love mung beans.
But also like mung, that's like a Vietnamese, right? Like we don't want to confuse that either, right?
Mm. See, oh, yeah,
maybe.
See, and if that gets confused, guess what that is? Pretty polycharged. So
yep, gonna
and we're off that
exit stage we're left.
Yeah,
on that
we're off that. I think
polychar.
And also, I would like to start off take backs and apologies.
Let's go.
Hurts.
I would like to say, hey, honestly, they paid for the rental car that I did end up getting. Which, by the way, this rental car from they didn't check. You know, how normally they walk around and look at it to see if there's any dings and dents. She didn't do that.
Right.
There's so many dings and dents on this fucking Chevy Equinox. Well,
good. Get it out there on this public forum.
Yeah,
good.
I'm like, I didn't do it. I haven't even driven it. I only drove it here, and then
for 2 hours.
Yeah, that's a big drive.
For 3 hours.
That's pretty good.
But then for a week, I'm not driving it.
This is what we're dealing with, guys.
So there's all kinds of dings and dents. I hope I don't get charged for that, regardless.
That's life.
Thank you. I would like to apologize for Hurts for going that hard at him. But if I didn't, they wouldn't have paid for my rental car. So.
Hey, of course not.
Hey, Hurts. It hurts, don't it?
It hurts, yeah. Don't it?
Oh, that's pretty good.
Which leads to my apology, Kyle. I'm so sorry that I tried to step in and say, you were wrong, I was right. But most of the times, Kyle is right when he says something. He doesn't,
No.
Speak.
Oh, well, that's not, I will take that as a thank you. I guess that's a thank you. I'm going to say thank you to you.
Yeah, you will take that.
Well, you, Kyle.
He'd like to take that as a thank you.
I'd like to take that as a thank you. I'd
and
like
we
to.
Have added thank yous.
Hey, guys, by the way, I wasn't done yet. You just took, I was still on, I was still.
I'm not gonna sit back and listen to you trash Hertz anymore, okay?
No, I was done. I was off Hertz. I'm trying to apologize to you guys.
Can I finish?
I'm trying to apologize to you guys. Will you shut the fuck up and let me apologize to you guys?
Shut the fuck up!
Will you please be quiet? Yeah, go ahead, bro.
A few episodes ago, I said the internet told me that it was a pug collar on Men in Black, and it wasn't. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Everyone was like, I got a few things being like, it was a pug collar, not a cat collar. The guys were wrong. And I was like, oh shit. And then I came at you and you guys,
we didn't understand it.
You were like, we're like, what? Okay. I thought I remembered a cat. It was a cat. And now the internet came back at me and like, the guys were right. It was a cat.
Because the pug was an alien, right?
The pug was something else. Yeah. So, evidently. So it was a cat collar at Men in Black where like, he's wearing like a little amulet or something around his neck, and the whole universe is in
Adam, thank you so much.
Here's the thing, Adam. Watch the movie. Just go watch Men in Black. God damn, man. Take an hour and 40 minutes out of your
day and watch the
best movie ever made, possibly.
Just the two of us. Watch it with your pops.
Come on.
It's so sick. I saw it with my dad, and I loved it, and he loved it, too. It was awesome.
That shit's important.
Yeah, guys, I think I'm going to be too busy jet skiing and going fishing with my father, and we're not going to sit in the basement watching Men in Black.
What, you're not going to be tired? You're not going to be tired for an hour and 45 after doing that shit? Come on, player.
Not me.
I'm going to propose an event for your bachelor party is we do take a 1 hour, 40-minute break to like shotgun beers and watch Men in Black together as a friendship family.
Well, here's what we could do. Mm-hmm. Men in Black.
I will press play. I will be the one pressing play and hooking up the tech.
Thank you.
I guess that'd be cool.
Here's what we can do. Men in Black can be on the entire bachelor party. We can just run it.
I will be the one that keeps it going.
Just on loop.
So if you come in the house, you can always sit down and catch 20 minutes of it.
Yeah.
And then go about the rest of it.
Hey, here's the thing. The whole bachelor party is Men in Black theme. We wear suits. We wear sunglasses.
Oh, dude.
We go everywhere dressed as Men in Black. You just take the first letter of your name, and that is your name for the weekend. I am Agent B.
Okay. I am Agent K.
Agent A.
Should we say that for the entire wedding?
No, let's do the bachelor party Men in Black. I've been quiet on the thread. I feel like this is how I'm going to wake it up. I'm going to be like, guys, I'm
quiet on the thread.
Yeah.
I have noticed that you have not responded to anything. My dad asked me if you're coming the other day because he's really excited to smoke weed with you. And
yes,
I didn't know
I
how to
too.
Respond to that. So are you coming to the bachelor party?
Okay.
Fuck yeah, I'm coming to the bachelor party. I'm going to be there.
All right.
People are coming out. Like, I feel like some people are like, I'm going to be an early bird on Thursday. I'm going Tuesday, motherfucker.
Damn, son.
Where'd you find this?
That real,
man? I would love that. I'll be there.
Is it real?
I think I'm going to cruise out early just to have some chill, like, hangout time, and then, you know, stay late to have some chill hangout time.
Were you invited?
Yeah, I'm on the thread. Really? I'm on the thread, Anders.
Do you know that they don't have plans?
I'm pissed.
You're more
now.
Than welcome to come. You guys are more than welcome to come as early as you would like.
Wow.
Yeah. Let's make it a bachelor party week for all I care.
Well, no, I don't. It doesn't. I can go to Harry's Hardcocks or whatever and just be like, oh my God, what's up? I was doing some writing down the street. How's it going? Let's hang.
Oh my God.
You know?
Oh my God.
Yeah, I'm just going
to. I want you to go a week early and just kind of be around town with them and then be like, do you want to come by? And you're like, No.
I'm kind of doing my own thing.
You know, I'll be there Thursday.
I got an Airbnb right up the street. Y'all could come over to my house if you want. Like,
just settling in. There's a really good pizza place down the street.
You're like Ernest Hemingway. You're going to start writing your novel at Marty Mung's.
Oh, boy.
The Mung Dog.
There is like Marty's place or there's some bar that is like Ozarks related here.
I can't wait.
Of course.
Yeah.
How'd they get the rights to that? Or is it like... You know,
it's just off enough that they were able to do it. I think,
right? Like all the waitresses wear like curly blonde wigs.
I wish.
Yeah, right.
We're definitely going to it. That's right on the strip that there was an active shooter last night. So,
oh, awesome! We gotta go there.
Yeah, we have to check that out. Hopefully, there's not a biker gang that night.
They're not gonna mess with the Men in Black. Trust me.
No. They're not messing with Agent K and Agent A and Agent B and. Also,
we need to somehow fabricate the prop of the flashy thingy.
Just a space pen.
It could just be a silver dildo.
Yeah. so we can keep flashy thingy each other.
Yeah, Blake, it could be. Any last take backs?
You won't remember this.
Yeah, any other take backs, apologies, or whatever?
Oh, my God. Yeah, let me apologize for pushing the podcast all the way to Friday morning, and I'm still dragging ass, but thank you guys for being so flexible.
Yeah, and I'll take this time to say a thank you to Durst for apologizing. So
yeah, I would like to take that as a thank you.
And I don't want to apologize. I don't jump in those email chains and text chains. They get silenced so quickly on my phone.
I get to thread.
Hey, it's my text chain, right? It's my bachelor party. You notice I'm not really jumping in that often either, just because it's a lot.
Yeah, but you're kind of the guy. Yeah.
You don't got to worry.
This is all
it.
Happening behind you. But I think, Adam, you remember when we were in Second City together,
yeah,
and I sent out an email to everybody, and I was like, don't reply all to me. Do you remember this?
Yeah, Durst is always, he's always the one. And people were like, I can't believe he did that.
I went to class and got like shit from everybody. He was like, so, mister, we don't like your reply alls. And I go, I just don't want them.
What's great about this is like, that's for sure like a thing that a 40-year-old man would do after have been in the business world or whatever for a long time. And you're just like, hey, I'm already
the business world.
I'm too busy. I had to handle all these. Yeah. Durst was like 20 years old and was like.
Yeah, 23, 24.
Yeah, he's like 23 like, years old. And he's like, look, guys, I've got too much on my plate right now. Do not reply all.
When you have like I guess I must have just gotten I don't know. It was either on my laptop or on my first BlackBerry. But you're just blowing up with these like half jokes and then these like add-on half jokes like 2 seconds later. You're like, guys. Aren't you busy doing anything else than like
done here.
To each other?
Nope. I'm no, done
they're
here.
Not. They're not.
They're not.
They're not. And that's anyway. And that's how we got politically charged from the jump. Durs always keeps us charged. Thank you.
Really
I would like Poly to thank Durs for that.
Hey, you're welcome. No take backs on that.
All right.
And that was another episode of
Agent K signing off.
This is important.
Da 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 da.